Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Andy Morrison, and each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored this weekend by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. And I'm happy to have in the studio Jennifer Shaw. Jennifer is an occupational nurse with the Davies Community Hospital. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
You are very, very welcome. We were sitting around at our meeting the other day, kind of talking about what we should put on focus this week, and the topic of the flu came up. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We'll get into that here in just a moment. But first, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I am the occupational health nurse at Davies Community Hospital. I've worked for DCH for 17 years. And I love working at our small local hospital and serving the community. So part of my job is employee health. We have about 600 employees at the hospital, so it is mandatory that they receive the flu shot. So I have gave a lot of flu shots this year.
I bet you have.
And then part of my job, I also go out into the community and do community events with our Wellness Employer Solutions Group. So we go to several businesses in the area and provide their employees with services that they request, and the flu shot is one of those. So I think I gave probably about 450 flu shots so far out in the community. We were just working on numbers, turning those in. So yes, so I've gave a lot of flu shots this year.
I bet you have. I'll bet you have. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today is the flu. And I guess we'll start off with the easiest question, or maybe the hardest question. What is the flu, or influenza, as it's really, its real name? Everybody
the real
just shortens
name.
It down.
Yes, the influenza. It is a respiratory illness. So some of the flu-like symptoms that they would see would be the high fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, stuffy nose, the body aches, headache, chills, and fatigue. But one thing, that is the influenza, the respiratory flu. So sometimes the community gets confused with that as the stomach flu, which is totally different. That's the gastroenteritis, and that is the nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. So that is not the respiratory flu that we're talking about today.
Okay, very good. Now, there's a lot of illnesses that kind of people just say, oh, I've got the flu. How do you know if you really have the flu, or if you have a cold and you just feel really, really terrible, or like you said, gastroenteritis? Is there a telltale sign that says this is indeed influenza?
Well, there are tests that you can go to your provider and get the flu swab to test to see if it would be positive or not. And that would be a sign to show that it is positive or not. But the symptoms, just that high fever is probably what the community and individuals would see as the number one sign.
I've always heard that a cold, you don't have a fever associated if you have a cold. You may feel terrible, but you don't have the fever associated with it.
Right. More of the cold, the nasal congestion, cough, that type of thing. But if you do have the flu-like symptoms, you know, the healthcare providers, the CDC, they recommend staying home for at least those 24 hours, especially if you have that high fever, until that fever is gone. And trying to treat those symptoms, fever with the Tylenol, plenty of rest, drinking fluids, those type of treatments for the flu.
Very good. And I think the most important thing, and you being in such a big environment, if you have something, don't go out. Don't go to work. Don't go to your holiday party. Don't spread the wealth, as it were.
Exactly. And with Christmas coming up, that is a great time for families to get together. And we do want to try to encourage others, you know, to try to prevent the spread of the flu by covering your nose, your mouth with a tissue when you're coughing or sneezing, and washing your hands. Definitely washing your hands with soap and water, and avoid touching your eyes and nose and mouth, you know, spreading those germs, disinfecting surfaces at home, and trying to get rid of that flu virus.
Very good. We're gonna start small and work our way out. How prevalent has the flu been this season in and around, you know, Washington and the surrounding communities?
Well, locally, I'm not sure what our numbers are right now. We are seeing flu cases, yes, and the A and the B. I did print off the CDC, the Center of Disease Control report this morning. I looked at that, and it says so far this season there has been at least 2.6 million flu illnesses, 23,000 hospitalizations, and 1,300 deaths this year from the flu. So it's not too late to get vaccinated. It's very important to try to prevent that spread of flu. So getting the flu vaccine is highly recommended. And we usually start that at our hospital from October till March. But I know in the community I have seen some pharmacies advertise they did start the flu vaccine in September. So it's not too late to get out there and get your flu shot to help decrease the spread of that illness.
Okay. We're going to talk about the flu shot. We're going to spend a lot of the show talking about the flu shots and whatnot. We're talking with Jennifer Shaw. Jennifer is an occupational nurse with the Davies Community Hospital this morning. And we're talking about the flu and just trying to stay as well as you can over this winter season. How come we don't see the flu as much in, you know, the summer, August and July, as we do in November and December and January?
Well, the peak time is December through February is what the Center of Disease Control says for the flu, but it can last all the way up to May.
Hmm. So just about the time you're done, it's time to start again.
Exactly, yes.
Well, let's talk about the flu shot. How does the flu shot work? And I guess the where I'm going with that is you hear so many people say, oh, I got the flu shot and then I got the flu. Is that accurate or is that a myth?
That is a myth. The flu shot itself is not a live vaccine. So when you get the flu shot, it usually takes about 2 weeks to build up immunity to fight off the flu. So sometimes people can already be a little bit sick with whatever illness they've been exposed to, if it is the flu. So sometimes it does take a little bit of time to build up that immunity before you are protected from that.
Now, are there folks that shouldn't have the flu shot?
It is very rare for someone to have a reaction to the flu shot, but yes, there are some individuals, if they've had a reaction, their physician might not recommend that.
So what would be the course of action for someone that has had a reaction in the past, but you know they don't want to get the flu? I mean, they're kind of in a rock and a hard
place. Exactly. Just good hand washing, trying to protect themselves and disinfecting objects that they're going to come into contact with, and hand washing. That is the number one good way to defend against the flu virus.
All right. If someone already hasn't had a flu shot, where can they go to either get one or find out where to get one? Is there something on a website? How do you go about finding out where you can get a flu shot?
Yes. The flu shot is for everyone, 6 months of age and older, and they can go to their local provider. They can also go to pharmacies in their area, and if they have any questions about where to go, they could also call the hospital and we can help direct them to where they need to go.
Okay. And I know I've seen different things, but is there, and it probably depends on where you go, but is there a standard price for a flu shot, or is it just all different, you know, what the market will bear? How does the pricing work?
Well, I can't speak for everyone what the charges are, but I know when we go out into the community for our hospital at health fairs and such, it is $25 for the regular flu shot.
And is that something that your insurance helps pay for, or is that part of a copay, or is that on your own? Or I know they're all different.
Yeah, but there's several different healthcare plans out there, so I hate to speak for all insurances.
Sure.
But nowadays, I think the majority of insurance companies do pay for flu vaccines as that preventative health care, and then also Medicare and Medicaid. It is also covered.
So, but they can obviously give the someone at the hospital a ring, and they may be able to help them with more specifics.
Yes.
Throw that phone number at us again, if you would.
Okay, so they could call just Davies Community Hospital, and the phone number is 812-254-2760, and then my extension number is 1147.
Okay, we'll hit that number again a time or two if someone has a question as we move through the day. We're talking today with Jennifer Shaw. Jennifer is an occupational nurse with the Davies Community Hospital, and today we're talking about the flu. And who is at most risk for the flu?
People at high risk for serious flu complications include young children, pregnant women, people with any kind of chronic health conditions like asthma or diabetes, any heart or lung problems. And the flu vaccine is also recommended for those ages 65 and older. And there is a different kind of flu vaccine for them. It's called the high dose, and that's what's given to those individuals 65 and older. It's just a little bit more of a concentrated dose to help those individuals for the prevention of the flu.
Now, I noticed we were talking about a flu shot, but I was also reading that there is some kind of like a nasal, I don't know if injection is the right word, but there are some other ways to do if you just can't do the shot. Are there other ways to get the flu vaccine?
There is. The flu vaccine is for 6 months and older. There is a nasal spray. It is alive, but it's inactivated medication, and that's for the ages 2 to 49. That's for the nasal spray. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said earlier, that high dose is for those that are 65 and older.
So once you turn 50, you got to get the shot.
Yes, yes. And you can get the shot even at 6 months and older. It's just sometimes it's up to the provider whether or not they would want to use that nose spray for children instead of the injection.
Now, you said earlier in the interview that you've given some 400 flu shots. What's the secret to giving a flu shot? I've had shots that before that are just like, oh my gosh, that was so painful. And I've had shots where I didn't even know that they had done it. I mean, well, what's the secret? You've done so many of them.
Well, I hope that my patients would say I'm good at giving flu shots. But, well, I don't know if there's a secret. I guess it just comes with lots of practice. I try to talk to my patients and get them to relax. Maybe taking their mind off of it a little bit will ease that pain. So that's some of the little tips I use.
I got you. Well, I was just curious about that. Now, we were talking about the flu and flu season, and I want to hit this again. Even though we're coming up on the end of December, we get into 2020, it's not too late to actually go get a flu shot. Someone will say, well, gosh, here it is January, and it's just too late to mess with it. Well, what would you say to that person?
I would say that is absolutely right. We do not think it is too late to get that flu shot. It actually, the peak season for flu is December to February, according to the CDC, the Center of Disease Control. So we're just now getting ready to hit that peak. So it's very important to get out there and get that flu shot. And at the hospital, we give the flu vaccine all the way up until March.
Okay, very good. Now, the flu is a virus where the cold is like a bacteria or something else. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Okay. And I know with viruses, there are different treatments. Is it true that antibiotics have zero effect on viruses like the flu?
Right. So a bacterial infection is for antibiotics. So the flu is a virus and is not treated with antibiotics. So the treatment for the flu is stay home, especially those first 24 hours with the fever. You do not want to go out into the community and spread those germs, getting plenty of rest, increasing your fluids, and treating that temperature with Tylenol. But there are antiviral medications that providers can prescribe for those that are having symptoms of the flu to help shorten their sickness. And that would be medication that the doctor would prescribe for them.
I gotcha. Well, anybody that gets the flu feels terrible. But yes. How do you know when it's to that tipping point that maybe you should go either to the emergency room or make a doctor's appointment or whatever? What's the tipping point where this is not just a normal run-of-the-mill flu, but this is something dangerous and that you should take another step?
Well, my opinion would be, you know, that fever, if it's lasting longer than that first 24 hours, if you're not able to eat and drink, we don't want you to get dehydrated. And then you would seek treatment from a provider. So that would be just some suggestions.
And is it probably more prudent to, especially with young children and stuff, to really watch them? Because I know I've got kids, and they can get dehydrated so quickly when they don't want to drink anything, they don't want to eat anything, they feel bad. So
exactly.
I mean, as a parent,
watching those kids, trying to encourage them to drink water. Yes, popsicles.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to get fluids in those kiddos.
Very good. Well, Jennifer, what else are we missing? What have we not talked about in conjunction with the flu or with any of the kind of, I don't know, communicable issues that we face, so especially over the holidays with everybody getting together? Is it true that, you know, let's say you have family that's coming from somewhere else, East Coast or somewhere, is it true that East Coasters, or if they're in the Midwest or if they're up north, that there are different kind of strains of the flu, and as you get together, you may have another chance to get the flu again? Or is that a myth?
Well, there are different strands of the flu, but I don't know as far as the areas what strands are predominantly. We see the A and B in our areas, but there's so many different strands of flu out there. But just hand washing is what I would recommend. You know, when the families come in, and especially new babies, everybody wants to kiss on those little babies. But, you know, remember, their immune systems aren't built up yet. And they have, some of them haven't even had their vaccines, all of them yet. So just try to hand wash. And then I want to, you know, recommend getting the flu shot to help prevent spreading those germs. And that's just recommending getting the flu shot overall. The studies have shown that helps decrease the risk 40% to 60%.
Wow.
In the overall population of getting the flu shot.
Just by washing your hands?
Well, getting the flu shot.
Oh, decreases the flu shot. Yes. Okay, I misunderstood.
Decreases
what you were
saying. The risk 40% to 60% in the overall population.
If you were playing the lottery, you'd definitely play those odds, wouldn't you?
Well, it definitely helps to prevent the spread of the flu.
Okay, very good. Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning on Focus on the Community. Let's hit your contact information again. If folks have questions about, as we get into the flu season or whatever they might want to ask, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. Davis Community Hospital, the phone number is 812-254-2760, and my extension is 1147.
All right. Jennifer, anything you'd like to add before we let you get about your day today?
No, thank you for having me, and have happy holidays.
Okay, thank you very much. Focus on the Community has been sponsored today by First Federal Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4 Star Country, The General, 95.9 and 101.3 FM, as well as from 1580 a.m. You can also listen to or download a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Andy Morrison, inviting you to tune in every weekend to WAMW as we focus on the community.